Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today we'll be talking about the Goldilocks gravity. Have you seen leaders, or have you experienced yourself, the need to gravitate towards this kind of perfect, just right kind of solution? Rather than making a decision, rather than taking action, you end up waffling. Equivocating. Should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Let's wait. And I've talked before about the concept of waiting for the stars to align. But today, I'm speaking specifically about this notion where we have to wait for things to be just right in order to take action. Excuse me while I take a sip of my podcast juice, aka wine. Anyway, I was helping the CEO, and the company has been waiting for over a year to staff a couple of positions. And, you know, I asked, what are you waiting for? You need these positions filled. It's taking a toll on you personally. It's taking a toll on your entire company. And it's taking a toll on your users. Just make a decision. Do something. And the CEO kept saying, no, I'm waiting. These kinds of hires, you don't actually go and find people, somehow, cosmically, eventually, the right person will come to you. I kind of like the idea, but if it's been shown not to work for a quarter, two, three, over a year, it's time to get going. Similarly, I repeatedly see leaders waiting to make a decision for when the time is just right. Should we make this change in our architecture? Should we move something into the roadmap? Should we make this organizational restructuring? And they keep saying, no, it's not just right yet. I need this person to have more time before I think about it. Or this specific org restructure isn't exactly right for me. Let's keep waiting. Let's keep thinking. Maybe eventually come up with the right new reorg, right? But there's never gonna be a perfect reorg. There's a reason we keep doing them, and that is because you have to iterate. That is because organizations change, and as they change, you have to adapt again and again. So as you sit there, waiting, equivocating, should we be doing this or that? You are actually trying to hit a moving target. By the time you'll make the decision, things will actually change. I have yet to see a single company move to a new, bigger office on time. 100% of the times I've seen companies do it, by the time they have moved, they tell me, yeah, we're gonna have to get something bigger a lot sooner than we thought. And you know why? Because they waited so long to find the thing that was perfect, or as close to perfect as they could find, that by the time they made the move, by the time they completed the entire changes they had to do to the office to move into it, it no longer fit their needs. And now you have COVID, so of course. And actually, speaking about COVID, I'm seeing so many CEOs and executives saying, no, we're going to wait with that decision, or we're going to wait with the new strategy until COVID clears up. And we've been saying that for 7 months now. It makes no sense. No one knows when things will start looking more like it used to look a year ago. Right now, I'm based in Israel, if you don't know. Right now in Israel, we are in second lockdown for 4 weeks now. I have no idea when it's going to open up. I have no idea when we're going to go into third lockdown. I'm pretty sure we will eventually. All that to say, you cannot wait for the perfect, just right strategy, the perfect, just right analysis that will let you know everything you have to know. You have to start moving. So step one is to understand that you should be creating your reality, not just sitting and waiting for the right thing to happen, for the best idea to pop up, for the good opportunity to fall into your lap. You have to create those opportunities. You have to be making actual changes to your surroundings and see what happens. That is because you have to make progress, some progress, not a mile. But once you start moving and you retrospect and you learn and you try, you will see that things eventually improve. I can assure you that if you do not make any changes, if you merely keep on waiting, nothing good will happen and you will slowly deteriorate. That's the only path these things work. If you do not provide active changes and prophylactic measures to make sure that you are on track, you will be deteriorating. You will be losing out on output, on quality, on company morale. So you have to start making something. Start making progress step by step. And as my coach and mentor, Alan Weiss, says, you have to value success over perfection. Yeah, you will not get the best hire ever, but you will be making progress towards the kind of organization you want to create. Yeah, you will not come up with the best strategy right now as if you had already had the knowledge of exactly how COVID is going to pan out in the next year or so. But waiting and still doing whatever you were doing 9 months ago does not make any sense either. And so let go of that need to be perfect. Stop tasting every single bowl and waiting for the one that's just right to appear. Start making some changes. Create your own reality. Have your salt and pepper, put them in the bowl, and start adjusting the world to the way you need things to be. No one else is going to do it for you. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or remarks, my email is in the show notes, and I implore you to join the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you. Stay safe. Talk soon.